The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
When the Second Amendment was ratified, they were talking about muskets. We're not talking about muskets. We're talking about assault weapons. We're talking about weapons that of mass destruction that kill people.
At the time, there were fully automatic firearms that were available, the Belton gun and the Puckle gun. And in fact, the Continental Congress reviewed a purchase of one of those firearms.
Does
for the...
Does it make it right?
Well, what I'm saying is there was more than just muskets available. We don't say that no one has a right to free speech because of Twitter or social media. But the point that you raised, and I think it's a good one, and I know what you're saying, and believe me, I understand that. I think all innocent lives should be protected. I don't think that you should have ever had to gone through that. If I could change time and change circumstances, I would have done everything in my power to prevent that.
Except take...
Hey, wait. What would that have been? What would that have been? If I could change time, what would you do? What would you do?
Probably put him in prison.
Put him in prison or remove the guns from his house.
Right, yeah.
Right? You wouldn't go change time and then take all AR, all ARs off the market.
Of
you wouldn't
not.
Have done that.
No.
It wouldn't have changed anything.
Well,
if you could go back, you would do exactly what the FBI and the police should have done.
Yeah, you're right. If you look at it this way, everything that they said that had to do with gun control got wild applause. And it was the only acceptable answer from anyone on the stage, Democrat, Republican, NRA, any of them. The only acceptable response was we're going to tighten gun laws and implement gun control. Let's just take this into another situation. Let's say the same amount of people, 17 people, died by the same killer, except that killer instead used a bomb. Would they have had a forum for that? Would CNN have even put it on TV? Would they have all got around and talked to people about controlling explosives? No, this had nothing to do with the actual attack, with the exception of they're using the emotion as fuel.
If this would have been done by Islamic extremism in a nightclub, would they have this conversation as well? I don't even think so, because they wouldn't want to have highlighted that it was a Muslim extremist.
Yeah, they may have done a gun debate after the Pulse thing. I don't remember.
I know we talked about a gun thing, but we were not allowed to even talk about Muslim extremism.
Right. Like the equivalent here is taking an Islamic extremist, right? And you're going in there and then you're taking people who are viscerally against Islam or Islamic extremism surrounding the mullahs, right? And having them
to the point to where they're saying all Muslims should be removed.
Right.
Mm-mm.
No.
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 Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.